You are listening to the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. with Lindsay Ward and Sir Rockin.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back with episode 3 of Ms. and Mrs. And, well, we're having us a party, y'all. We're having us a gender reveal party, and somebody's a little anxious to know what the baby's gonna be.
Yeah, the Miz is kind of very anxious over it because there was an issue the last time in his mind, so yeah.
We'll so to set this up, the issue, since you bring it up, is that Miz, when they did the first gender reveal for Monroe Sky, felt like he looked disappointed in the picture when he found out, because he had wanted a boy, but when he found out Monroe was going to be a girl, he was equally as excited, but he looks like he's fake smiling in the picture, and he looks quasi disappointed that he did not get a boy, because he wants a son.
Yeah,
you know, he wants a son. He's happy with daughters. And he wants everybody to know that he's perfectly happy with daughters. But he wants a son, right? He wants the boy to carry on the family name. It's a guy thing. Rock can explain.
It is. You want someone to carry on your legacy. Carry on your last name.
So, but Miz will be happy either way.
Yeah.
So the episode opens with Miz working out in his new gym. We see his customized gym gear that says Be Miz, which is just a little obnoxious. And he's getting his grind on. You know, he's working out, he's lifting iron, and he has an audience in his mother's dolls. And he's not exactly comfortable with it. He doesn't really like it. He really wants to get them out of there because they're distracting to him. He can't get in the right frame of mind. And as he's nearing the end, Maurice comes in. She's very pregnant. And she gets up on the treadmill to walk because she just needs to exercise and work out. And she's doing some light walking. And he's talking to her about getting the dolls out. And how she's like, well, you have to manage it because she's your mother and they're her dolls and I have to manage my mother. And right as she's giving him a lecture, her dress, she's wearing a long maxi dress on a treadmill. It's flowy. Gets caught in the treadmill.
Just so happens to get caught in the treadmill.
And next thing we know, there's no dress. No more dress. And there's Maurice, stark fucking naked. Like, I don't know how else to put it.
Yeah, she was buck naked.
There was nothing going on under that dress.
Nope.
No underwear, no bra, no nothing. And then, boom, it's gone. And she's just like, oh my God. She runs out.
Miz, with the weights on her shoulder, then starts knocking things over, including some of the dolls.
Yeah. And then Miz, who has like a barbell on his shoulders with weights on it, he like turns and watches her walk out. And as he turns and walks, she runs out. He knocks some of his mom's dolls off the shelf, breaking them, and it's like, oops.
Oops.
So, that was interesting.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, hey, there's the whole Maurice right there. So, then we fast forward to going to the OBGYN. She's going to the same one that she did before, and they're going to find out what the gender of the baby is going to be, and Miz really wants to know. Like, he's really pushing to know then and there. Maurice wants to do a gender reveal and wait for the gender reveal. And, you know, Miz wants a boy. We already set that up. And as they're looking at the 3D model, he swears on a stack of holy Bibles that he sees a penis.
We played the game Spot the Penis, and he thought he spotted the penis.
He sees a bump that he thinks is a penis.
He's had a penis his entire life. He knows what a penis looks like, so he spotted the penis.
Yeah, Maurice just like kind of looks at him like, yeah, okay, all right, sure, yeah, all right. So yeah, that's a cute little moment. And then we cut to him back on the road, and he's talking to Renee Young about the sex of the baby and how you can kind of figure it out. He's been doing some reading online. She's glowing more, so that means she's having a boy. She's carrying the baby a certain, you know, high or low. That means she's having a boy. But you know, he thinks it's a boy. And Zack Ryder walks up about this time, and Miz's dad, post WrestleMania, has been doing all kinds of appearances and signings and podcasts, and he just happened to do one with one of Miz's good friends, and you know, he's on a radio show talking about the sex of the baby and how he, George, wants the baby to be a boy.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll get more about Mr. Miz here in a minute.
Yeah, we're going to talk about George here in a minute. But basically, Miz calls his dad and he's like, don't do any more podcasts about the baby. Okay. Then we cut back to the house where the ladies are chilling. And Maurice hands over the envelope. Her sister, her niece, her mother, her whole family is basically there. They're in for the gender reveal party. They're planning the party accordingly. And she needs someone to keep the secret of the baby. What is the baby? She needs to keep that a secret. So she gives it to the only person she can trust, who is her sister.
That's what you gotta do.
And she tells her sister, under no circumstances, except they can't say circumstance.
Circumcision?
They're having a little trouble. I'm like, just say it in French. It'll be easier. But under no circumstances is her sister to reveal to anybody. And her sister's the only one that knows the sex of the baby. And Mrs. Mom was there as well. And about this time, the boys roll up. Ms. and George come in. And George is hustling, man. He's hustling.
Mm-hmm.
Not only he's doing all these appearances and stuff, he has his own merch. He has t-shirts to sell. You know, he has... And the picture of the shirt on the shirt is backwards. He's also got bibs and cards and his own trading cards and even his own boxers, which we get the total George as he takes off his pants and there he is in the boxers. They handed a trading card to Monroe Sky and she very promptly ripped it up.
Yeah, and then she was scared too and crying. And yeah.
Yeah, she was not happy.
Yeah.
And Miz is still desperate to find out the sex of the baby. So while everybody's kind of distracted with the party and the sister is laying down, taking a nap, he kind of gives his reasoning why he really wants to know and how he just wants to be more happy in the pictures and just be more happy about it in general and not have this I have to know feeling because that is such a crappy feeling to have. So what does he do? He sneaks into his sister-in-law's guest room. He steals the envelope and then he steams it open to find out what the sex of the baby is. I kid you not. He's even like, need to get it in an envelope? He's holding it over a teapot. This is how you do it.
This is how you do it. He explains it all.
Except he's having trouble getting into the envelope and, you know, right when the water comes to a boil, he gets caught by his niece. Maurice's niece, technically, but his niece too. And he's like, oh crap, what do I do? And she yells for her mom. And then he's like, no. I'll fix it. And he pays off his own niece.
He hands her a 20.
And then he has to go put the envelope back.
No, but the best part was he hands her the 20. She doesn't take the 20. She takes a stack of money instead.
Smart girl.
Yeah.
She Jane Jetsoned him and that's what she did.
Mm-hmm.
So, we find out George is doing appearances. In fact, he's booked one for this weekend, the weekend of, you know, the gender reveal party, and he's doing it at the bowling alley. And Miz is, like, all worried, because he's like, okay, Dad's hustling, Dad's milking this fame for everything that it's worth, but he's worried that his dad isn't gonna have any fans at this appearance, and he's gonna be disappointed, and he's gonna be hurt. And so Miz wants it to go well for him, begrudgingly, and so he reposts and retweets that his father has an appearance so that way people will show up for his dad, which is sweet.
Yeah.
Even though he's like kind of bitter about it.
He's very bitter about it.
So we go to the bowling alley. There's a nice little line. Everybody's cheering for George. Everybody's taking pictures. They ask Mike not to be in the pictures, but to take pictures. And then in the end, Ms. and Maurice end up taking photos with the fans that are there.
They do.
You know, he's a good son. They all don't do the George pose.
Except for Maurice.
She did her little thing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they all do the George pose at the end to take a group shot. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the party has arrived. We are doing the gender reveal party. Miz is nervous. Miz is excited. Dolph Ziggler arrives early for the party. He's dressed to the nines. And he offers to help them finish setting up because they're not quite ready. And Monroe's a little fussy. So Maurice takes Monroe to put her down real quick for a nap. So that way she can kind of chill before the party. And she hands Mike these confetti guns things.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, these are for the gender reveal. These are the confetti guns. Please put these somewhere safe. And whatever you do, don't make sure they don't go off. This is what tells us if it's a boy or a girl. Oh, oh, you would think Miz got, like, you know, the best gift ever. Because he takes one look at Dolph and he goes, we need to go shoot one of these off.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's like, we got the time, let's go do it. She gave me the tool. She gave me the tool to figure it out. Let's go. Let's go. And Dolph's trying to talk him out of it the entire time. It's like, no, we shouldn't be doing this. No, don't do this. And he sort of gets Dolph to wanting to do it. Then he's like, nah, I can't do it. And then Miz begrudgingly then, all right, I'll do it. And as he goes to pop the cannon.
He pops it the wrong way.
He pops it the wrong way and hits himself in the nuts. So out came the papers. It's yellow.
You're busted. And that's exactly what it says. So Maurice, not being the fool, knows Mike is desperate to find out. Knows, you know, he's trying. And so she tricks him. And she purposefully had cannons made, knowing that he's going to try and shoot one off to bust him for trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
So Dolph's like trying to help Miz. Maurice, they're behind, like basically they've snuck to the back of the house behind like this balloon wall thing. Miz, like basically Dolph is giving Miz breathing exercises at this point because Miz is on his knees holding his balls.
Yeah.
Because he's in so much pain. Maurice comes out looking for him, and Miz is like, don't tell her, don't say anything. Dolph's like, they can't see us. So Maurice turns the corner, and there they are. Miz is on his knees, Dolph's helping him, and he's covered with yellow confetti. And Maurice is like, busted.
Yeah.
And now they have a very serious heart-to-heart, because Maurice is now a little worried, and she kind of has some anxiety about him being disappointed if it's a girl. Because he's been pushing really, really, really hard for the baby to be a boy. And they've even said that once they have a boy, they're done. But if they have a girl, they're going to go again to try to get the boy.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's very worried that if the baby is in fact a girl, he's going to be upset. He's going to be mad. And he goes, no, you know, it's a blessing no matter what. You know, Monroe was the greatest thing that ever happened to him. He loves her with all his heart. It's unconditional. He just doesn't want to look disappointed. He doesn't want to let anybody down.
Yeah.
And that's his whole reason. And he said it much more eloquently than we can. He actually gave her a really sweet speech. And she was like, I can't be mad at you for that. I should be, but I really can't be mad at you for that. And then in his moment of pain and infirmity, he lovingly looks at his wife and asks her to rub his balls because they hurt, because he shot himself with a cannon in the balls.
He wanted her to help Big Mike out.
And she's like, there's people here. And he's like, no, nobody's going to see us. And she's like, oh my God, no. And so she finally acquiesces and gives him a little rub.
Mm-hmm.
Behind the balloon wall at the gender reveal party. So they take care of that. Ryan Cabrera arrives. He's decked to the nines in pink. The party is sponsored by Pinkberry. They had some lovely food there. The guests have gathered. We're all talking. We're all laughing. We're having a good time. Miz tells his father, well, Dad, I did you a solid. I went to WWE. I talked to them about you needing to have a shirt. They agreed. And so officially available on shop is your own shirt.
And then he's like, I guess I'll take it, I guess. And it's like, yeah, you'll take it. Yeah, you're going to take it.
It's like, your son got you your own merch on WWE Shop. That's pretty damn impressive. And George is just like, meh.
Because, you know, he knows he won't get the full money for it. So it's like, you know, he's the businessman. He's like, all right, I'll begrudgingly take it. Even though in his head it's like, well, Miz is probably going to make the money. I'm not going to make the money.
He'll get a cut.
But you know that was going through his head.
You know, a cut is better than nothing.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It is absolutely better than nothing. So then we go to find out. Everybody's nervous. Marjo tries to go early, and Maurice is like, oh my God, no. And so we count it down. 3, 2, 1. We shoot the cannons off, and it's pink. It's a girl. They're all so excited. They're all so happy. Except George. George is having a little bit of a performance issue. He doesn't quite get his cannon off with everybody else. And in fact, the apple does not fall far from the tree as George does the exact same thing his son did earlier and shoots himself right in the nuts with the cannon. And we end the show with all of them laughing because George shot himself in the nuts. But Ms. and Mrs. are very happy. Monroe is Monroe. She seems to be happy, but she's won.
Yeah.
So she can't quite vocalize yet. But all in all, a cute episode.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it.
So, onward and upward, I guess, to episode 4, as we now know that the baby will be a girl. Now, I guess we're prepping for said girl and get to see that whole process.
Yeah.
Because they've moved, they settled, that went smoothly. Had the gender reveal party, there was no issue with the cake at all. So, I guess now we're just prepping and ready for baby.
Pretty much.
So I think that does it for us. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that does as well. At Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/WildTalkRadio Network. Rock Radio Show, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcast. Catch us live Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. Twitch.tv/WRadioLive. Follow, subscribe right there. Use creator code RockSock in the Fortnite. Item shop, #@#EpicPartner. That's all I got.
All right, you can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWRD, and you can follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward, same as the Twitters. And, you know, everybody, sit tight. We will be back next week with episode 4. But till then, you've been listening to the Rack Extra Reviews Ms. and Mrs. Edition right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we will see you next week. Till then, bye!